Broadstairs Beacon Audio.
Headphone story.
A Different View by Royston Robertson. Sian Morgan focuses on Thanet's iconic architecture with her intricate ink drawings. Being an artist is about looking at the world differently and considering aspects of daily life that most people give little thought to. For Sian Morgan, who produces beautifully intricate ink drawings of the buildings and structures of Thanet from her home studio near Stone Bay Broadstairs, it's all about turning on your heels and looking back. Sian says, "What I find is that most people, when they come here, are so overawed by the sea that they're always looking out, but they never go to the beach and look back. What fascinates me is the way buildings and other structures, like stairs, are fitted into the cliff face. I always say to people, the sea is beautiful, it's amazing, but look around, especially when you've got cliffs, and see how things fit into them. I like to follow the lines of fossils in the cliffs, as you can from Louisa Bay, all the way round to Stone Bay." One of Sian's pieces is a view of the main Viking Bay steps, the ones behind the Royal Albion Hotel, as seen from the beach. It might be an unlikely subject choice, but Sian makes it look like a series of magnificent monoliths. Subjects that many see as everyday or mundane are of constant interest to Sian. She says, "Gable end walls are so fascinating, where they've had repairs, where they've used different bricks. I find myself wondering, why did that section fall down? Even where the cables go, I find fascinating. I find you can never be bored, especially in autumn time with the long shadows." Her work is also about looking back in another sense, considering the history of buildings. I think that drawing a building can feel emotional. You're looking at its history, and perhaps you might know someone who once lived in that house. When you draw a building, you have to know about it. You want to know all about it. Sian is Thanet through and through, having been born in the old Ramsgate Hospital and raised in Cliftonville, where her parents ran a guest house. She went to Lausanne Girls' School in Margate and Ramsgate Tech. After that, she went on to study at Medway College of Design, where she did a course in display design that led to a career as a window dresser in London department stores. She moved to Broadstairs in 1997. Sian says, "I've always been interested in composition and construction, that kind of thing. I also studied exhibition and museum design in Hull in the early 1980s. I've always carried on using perspective and all those kind of drawing techniques." These skills stood Sian in good stead when it came to pursuing her present art practice as she approached retirement from her window dressing career. Her artwork also led to an interesting sideline, producing artist impressions for architecture practices, based on technical drawings, but adding a human touch. "I still get architects today," she says, "asking me to do that because everything is on computers now, so they don't know how to do watercolour painting." Sian decided to take the plunge publicly as an artist when she exhibited at the Pie Factory Gallery in Margate in 2017. She says, "2 years before I turned 50, me and my friend, the photographer Natasha Hill, we said, we're always going to exhibitions, we're always critiquing other people's work. Why don't we book the Pie Factory for our 50th and put our own work on show instead of talking the talk?" That show was called Something Familiar, in which Sian displayed drawings of wind shelters around the Thanet coast, many of which are Victorian or Art Deco, but lots of which have seen better days. They were familiar indeed, as she had often cycled between them as a child, and she said she felt a strong pull towards them. Something Familiar is still a title that Sian uses to promote her art and is the name of her Facebook page. This familiarity is a key part of her work and is reflected in the fact that her best-selling Broadstairs print is of Morelli's, the ice cream parlour much loved by generations of visitors and residents alike. If people are going to put something on their wall, she says, they need to relate to it. So, what is the process involved in creating drawings like these? First of all, Sian takes photographs of her subjects, which become the composition of the piece. She also takes close-up photographs of certain details, windows and door fittings, for example, and brickwork patterns, which Sian admits is something of an obsession. The drawing, as you might expect with this level of detail, is big. She maps it out, pencils it, and then inks it at A1 size. Copies of the ink drawings are then made at A2 or A3, and these are coloured with watercolour. The original A1 ink drawings remain black and white and are highly sought after. Often they're displayed in exhibitions alongside the watercolours, as Sian likes to show her working process. It's a process that Sian finds hugely enjoyable. "Sometimes I don't want to finish the drawing," she says, "because I'm enjoying it too much." When you're doing a commission for someone, you're often on a deadline, but most of the people I do commissions for know that I like to take my time. Sian has also taken to creating drawings of seashells found on the beach, a project that began during lockdown. But you'd be incorrect to suppose that creating these is very different to making architectural drawings. "It isn't," says Sian. "They're also about architecture, really. I find it much like drawing buildings, but on a different scale. You have the fragility, the depth, and the colours. Something as small as a cockle shell can be as important as Bleak House." She points out that architects often design buildings using the ancient Greek so-called golden ratio, which is said to be harmonious, balanced, and aesthetically pleasing, and which itself comes from observing nature. "It's all interrelated," says Sian. Sian Morgan's work can be seen online at facebook.com/somethingfamiliar by SC Morgan.